Monday is my day off, and every Monday I go for a long walk. And this was a particularly memorable Monday because at around 5 o'clock, as I was coming home, there was that new moon with Venus right above it. Did any of you see that? It was stunningly beautiful. And I thought, this is great. And as it got darker, Venus got brighter, the moon became more defined, and I thought, great, I'm going to go out when it's dark at 8:30, 8:45, and I went out. There was no moon. Venus was still there, but the moon had disappeared. And my wife Peggy checked on the phone, and she said, yeah, the moon set at 8:15. That was the end of the moon. Well, then on Tuesday, after the evening mass, I went out to my car. And there was the moon, a little bigger. And now Venus, rather than being above the moon, was beside it. I hope you saw that too, because that was even more stunning. And as I thought about this amazing sign in the sky that we were privileged to this week, I thought of today's gospel. Because another name for Venus in the scripture is the bright morning star. There's a way that that planet shines with a luminosity and a brightness that makes it so distinct. And in the end of the book of Revelation, it speaks about Jesus Christ as the bright morning star. And in light of that, we think in today's gospel of what our Lord is teaching us. And he asks what's called a rhetorical question, which means, duh, there is only one answer. So, is a lamp brought to be put under a bushel basket? Duh, no, of course not. Is it to be put under the bed? Duh, no, of course not. No, a lamp is to be put onto a stand. And this is what Jesus means by this. Currently, my teaching seems to be veiled. But the time will come when people will understand it clearly. But here's the thing, and he says it twice in today's gospel. Pay attention, listen. And then to reiterate the point, he says, pay attention to what you hear. And this is what our Lord is teaching us today. It's called the loop of grace. Kind of like what happened with the moon. There it was on Monday. Then on Tuesday it was there, but a little bit different. It looped back again. It's like grace. And this is what Jesus wants us to understand. The more receptive we are to him, the more receptive we are to grace, well, the more we'll be like the moon, that we will reflect more and more and more of the light of the Son of God. But the more we're close to grace, then we will not be receptive, and the light of the grace of Jesus Christ can fade and even be diminished and gone from our lives. This is such an important teaching, and it says much to us about the state of contemporary life. Why are so many people disbelieving in God? Because they're closed to grace. Their ears have been stopped. Their hearts have been hardened. But conversely, those who are discovering what Jesus means by this loop of grace are able to pray like David. What a beautiful prayer that was. I'd invite you to read it again later today. Think of David, a gifted musician. He might have been on America's Got Talent if he lived in the 21st century. A great leader. He killed Goliath. A man who had what seemed to be incredible natural gifts. But in this prayer, he says, God, I'm amazed that you have extended your grace to me. And I realize that it's not about me building you a house, a temple. It's about you building a house in and through me. The loop of grace that will keep coming back and back and back and back again, and find its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Last night we had the first part of our annual meeting, and one of the great gifts of being there last evening for me was in the theme of today's homily, aware of the loop of grace within the life of St. Peter's. The dynamic nature of our congregational life. Ministries that begin at birth and go all the way through to death and everything in between. The Catholic Women's League, the Knights of Columbus, the St. Vincent de Paul, that are the pillars of our congregational life, that then allow for every other ministry that is representative of St. Peter's to come alive. As your pastor, my prayer for us is that just like that moon on Monday that took my breath away, that more and more people will experience such beauty here. And so to speak, their breath will be taken away. Because what really struck me about Monday was, although the moon was beautiful, it was the reality of Venus, seeing it in all of its beauty. And what we want people to see is Jesus, the bright morning star, the one who is grace and wants to repeatedly loop that grace into our life so that more and more St. Peter's becomes that light on a stand that gives enlightenment to the hearts and minds of many in a very, very dark world.